Around the World. I'm Ashley Thompson.
And I'm Dan No.
This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. And just about an hour, people across Britain will continue to pause and for the silence in memory of the only monarch most of them have ever known. We get more details from AP correspondent Karen Shamus.
The hands at Big Ben marked 8 p.m. without playing its usual bell. Mourners outside Buckingham Palace stood in silence, with their heads bowed to show respect to the late Queen. As the minute ended, the crowd erupted into respectful applause. Inside Westminster Hall, where the Queen's coffin lay in state, the usual stream of mourners stopped moving to observe the minute in deep silence. A King's Guard banged his sword on the ground to mark the end. The minute of reflection comes on the eve of the Queen's state funeral, a historic moment of national mourning that will also see the biggest gathering of world leaders for years. Karen Chamas, London.
And U.S. President Joe Biden paid his respects to Queen Elizabeth II. It's her coffin as thousands of police and hundreds of British troops and as many army of officials made final preparations for the Queen's state funeral. The funeral on Monday, which again starts in about an hour at Westminster Abbey, will be a spectacular display of national mourning that will also be the biggest gathering of world leaders for years. Also late Sunday, authorities closed a miles-long queue for people who were seeing the queue and the Queen lying in state. No arrivals were turned away so that everyone in line can file past the coffin by Monday morning. This is VOA News. A bus reportedly taking 47 people to COVID-19 quarantine in China has crashed, killing 27 and injuring 20 others. Police said that the overturned before dawn Sunday on an expressway in a province without mentioning any connection to quarantine. Chinese businesses are a new outlet because some officials confirmed reports that the passengers were epidemic-related people being taken from provincial capitals to a country or a county about 125 miles away. It's reported about 180 new cars on Friday. China has maintained a strict zero COVID-19 policy that bolsters infected people and isolates them, and then with close contact to try to contain the spread of the disease. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky promised his country there would be no let-up in the counteroffensive that has reclaimed towns and cities from Russian troops. Shelling continued Sunday across a wide stretch of Ukraine. Zelensky ran through the list of towns that Ukraine has taken back in lightning and its push across the northeast. Hurricane Fiona struck Puerto Rico early on Sunday, southwest coast. VOA's Diane Roberts reports.
Fiona unleashed landslides, knocked out the power grid, and ripped up asphalt from roads and flung around the pieces. Forecasters said the storm would cause massive flooding and threatened to dump historic levels of rain, with up to 30 inches possible in eastern and southern Puerto Rico. Fiona hit just 2 days before the five-year anniversary of Hurricane Maria, a devastating storm that caused nearly 3,000 deaths. Fiona also washed away a bridge in the central mountain town of Utuado that police say was installed by the National Guard after Hurricane Maria hit in 2017. Diane Roberts, VOA News.
U.S. President Joe Biden says the discovery of top-secret documents of former U.S. President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate did raise concerns that sensitive data was compromised and calls it irresponsible. And recapping our top story, people across Britain have been pausing for a minute of silence in memory of the only monarch most of them have seen, Queen Elizabeth II, with the funeral starting in about an hour. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.